Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
After 2 years of austerity and cost-cutting, Republican Governor Chris Christie changed course yesterday, proposing a $32 billion spending plan that has it all. Tax cuts, property tax relief, more money for schools, more money to bolster the state's pension system, new funding for the developmentally disabled. Democrats are crying foul, saying the feel-good budget is more about Iowa in 2016 or even the vice president's office in 2013 than it is about New Jersey. I'm Amy Eddings, sitting in for Brian Lehrer, and here to help us take a closer look and to also give us a peek at how President Obama's own budget proposal may mess with the spending plans of not only New Jersey, but New York and New York City, is WNYC's senior reporter Bob Henley. Good morning, Bob.
Hi, Amy.
Listeners in New Jersey, we want your reaction to Governor Christie's budget. Did you hear it? Do you agree with the governor that the state has left the dark times? Do you feel this budget is right for New Jersey and for you, or do you think this is more about national Republican Party politics and less about New Jersey's needs? 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC, or leave a comment on our show page, WNYC.org. Click on the Brian Lehrer Show. Bob, here's Governor Christie making his pitch for his income tax cut. This is about a minute. We're going to give the governor plenty of time to make his case.
So today I ask this chamber a simple question. Why not cut income taxes for all New Jerseyans when our fiscal house is now in order? Why not cut income taxes when we're increasing K-12 education spending for the second year in a row, providing the largest state appropriation for education in New Jersey history at $8.8 billion? Why not cut income taxes when we're increasing funding for higher education by $100 million? Why not cut income taxes when we're providing more than $390 million in funding for student aid, the highest funding level for student aid in state history? Why not cut income taxes when we're making the largest pension contribution any governor has ever made at $1.1 billion? Why not cut income taxes when we are providing for our most vulnerable? Now, we've done the hard work to get where we are today, to fund what matters, while at the same time, we must provide long over tax relief to our citizens.
Governor Chris Christie, in a lengthy section from his budget address that he gave yesterday. So tax cuts for everyone rather than tax cuts just for homeowners. And again, why not do this? A kinder, fairer Christie, it seems, after 2 years of chiding Trenton for overspending. First of all, Bob, is New Jersey's fiscal house in order?
Well, I would say that what this does create is a problem for rhetorically for Republicans nationally, because Governor Christie's budget could be Exhibit A for President Obama in the sense of the fact the economy's rebounded, at least in this worldview, because it's all predicated on an exponential jump in revenues, an average 7.5%. Now, the average of other states' revenue modeling is like 1.9%. So clearly, Governor Christie knows something that the markets may not know yet, that we're going to see unprecedented and rapid growth in revenues after a flat period. Now, where you get into really the heart of the matter, though, is that according to Democrats and some think tanks, the way the income tax cut is structured, of course, those who are high-end earners would see like a $7,000 windfall, where the average $50,000 family of four, middle-class income, they'll get like $80. So that's like a night out at Chili's or Olive Garden, pick your restaurant. They see the action at the property tax level. And one of the things that's happening, and neither party really wants to talk about this nationally or locally, is the destruction of wealth that's happened with the sliding in property values. And this continues to happen in New Jersey. So we're in a situation where people are seeing their home values decline while property taxes continue to go up. And that's why Democrats want to fashion a plan that gets that relief to the homeowners where they feel the stress really is at.
I want to get to the property tax issue in a moment.
Sure.
But I wanted to continue looking at this idea that Governor Christie is basing his budget on, which is that there's going to be 7.5% growth where he's going to get the revenue to do all these things while also cutting revenue in the form of this across-the-board 10% tax. How are tax revenues coming in so far?
Well, actually, this current year, we're about 3% behind Governor Christie's Treasury Department's estimates, about $325 million behind. You have to remember we had some freaky things happen, the October Halloween surprise snowstorm. I mean, no doubt we've had some anomalies. But their logic is, when you ask them about this, is that most of the revenue comes in 60% in the back end of the year. So they think they're going to make that up.
They think they're going to make that up. It's something like $325 million off now. So no talk right now from the administration or even from lawmakers of a mid-year adjustment.
Not yet.
Okay. Unemployment down by about one percentage point in New Jersey since Christie took office, from 10% to 9.1%. Tell me about
that. Yeah, because the thing is that New Jersey's 9% puts it above the national average and above New York, Connecticut, all the surrounding states. One of the things that happened is that even before the 2008 meltdown, New Jersey's collapse of its manufacturing, Professor Jim Hughes from Rutgers makes this point, has really studied it closely, 39% of New Jersey's manufacturing employment disappeared. So that we've had a lost decade. So we're down like 159,000 jobs, private sector. To his credit, Governor Christie has added like 60,000 private sector jobs. But at the same time, in right-sizing government, if that's what you think it is, they've lost like 20-some-odd thousand jobs in the public sector. That's kind of like a national example of what's happening. That's why this recovery feels so, gosh darn, slow.
Yeah. So let's switch to this issue of property tax versus income tax and what these different arguments are from Democrats and from Governor Christie's administration. The legislature's Democratic leadership has criticized Governor Christie's income tax cut from the get-go, saying it would help the very rich, as you pointed out, but not do much for the middle class. Here's Senate President Steve Sweeney.
It's not the income tax that's the problem in this state. It's the property tax. And I don't know anyone that's screaming for an income tax cut, but I sure know people are crying to help property taxes.
Bob, besides just talking about a property tax cut, have Democrats offered any details about what such a cut or enhanced rebate plan would look like?
Well, one of the things that Speaker Oliver brought up from Essex
Sheila
County,
Oliver,
Sheila
from
Democrat, she's also she has pointed out that at one point the legislature, Democrats, had come up with a plan to provide an $8,000 tax credit for home buyers. I mean, that's where they're at. They seem to be a little bit more oriented at the micro level, at the municipality level, because that's what's happening, is that we still have a foreclosure hangover in New Jersey. Anecdotally, we hear about people in neighborhoods where a property went for $800,000, $900,000, cutting the price by $250,000. Now, politicians don't like to talk about that, but that's a kind of wealth destruction that has an impact in terms of people who are in their middle years thinking about getting their kids off to college, used to use that property, right or wrong, as a piggy bank, if you will.
Right.
We've seen that margin disappear and come down. So, you know, for years, the covenant in New Jersey was, as long as my property values go up by double digits, my property tax, I'll grin and bear it. Now the opposite is happening, and that's why something needs to be done. Now, Governor Christie says there's been a 2% cap put in place. There's some signs.
He touted that a lot in his speech yesterday.
But it's kind of like the Democrats were saying, it's like mission accomplished with what George Bush in Iraq, in the sense that while on average it's slowing the rate of growth, people are still having tremendous sticker shock in their local area.
Right. Slowing the rate of growth, but under Christie, property taxes have increased 20%. Now, that's due in large part because he cut those rebates.
Right. And also, one of the things that's happened is local governments are really starting to feel the squeeze. They're getting squeezed, as we'll talk about later, both from the federal and the state. So their municipal aid, for instance, didn't happen. There was no increase. And so you're seeing layoffs of police forces, you're seeing a downsizing of municipal government. Now, true, New Jersey does have a lot of local government and duplication. The problem is It seems to be being done with a meat cleaver and not with a scalpel.
Amy Eddings sitting in for Brian Lehrer Monday morning or Wednesday morning, quarterbacking Governor Christie's budget address yesterday, again touting his plan for a 10% across the board phased in over 3 years income tax cut.
Right.
But the debate now whether that would serve New Jerseyans better or whether, as Democrats claim, there should be a property tax cut. Let's take a call. Frank from Chester, you're on WNYC. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. I'm an automobile dealer, and I just want to point out a few things about Christie's budget. I just invested, between what I've just finished, about $10 million in new facilities. We anticipate a 8 to 12% increase in car sales this year, mostly because of the fact that people have kept their cars so long. And New Jersey generates a tremendous amount of revenue from the 7% sales tax from new car sales. So I don't think that Governor Christie's budget is that far off. Your guest there, in many ways, is talking about ancient history when he talks about the value of homes. That's the new reality of what the value of homes are, and quite frankly, whether the Democrats or the Republicans gave some tax relief, it really wouldn't change that reality. People have to adjust to the fact that that's the values that their homes are at. And homes are not still going down. My son's in residential real estate, and home sales are starting to slowly pick up. We're getting through a lot of that inventory. I think Christie's budget is probably, it's got some fat in there and some negotiating room that he'll work on with the Democrats. But the reality is that we have far too much local government, far too much civil service, and we have to get to the new adjustment. And unfortunately, whether it's a meat cleaver or it's a scalpel, we're going to have to get there. I'm very optimistic. I've lived in New Jersey my whole life. I've been an automobile dealer for over 40 years. I'm very optimistic for the future. I'm 72 years of age, and I'm making tremendous investments in our state and my businesses and adding employees. I've had 17 new employees in the last 6 months for a new venture,
Frank,
and that will grow.
I wanted to ask you something because that's really good news. I wanted to ask you, I mean, that's the New Jersey Business and Industry Association and all the other business groups had exactly the same assessment that you have. They feel that Christie has sent a signal that New Jersey is open for business. Let me ask you, how did you feel about the Obama administration's work around Detroit?
Are you talking about saving the General Motors and Ford? General Motors and Chrysler?
Right. Some people call it a ballot. Other people call it an important intervention.
You know, you can cut that either way. The reality is, if you take the amount of money that will never be paid back to the taxpayer, all right, and it's a tremendous amount, it's billions of dollars, and you divide that into the jobs saved, you'd find out that it was bad economics. It was good politics. It was psychologically good for the country. You can't fault Obama. In reality, is Bush started. So, I mean, you can't fault him for trying to save those jobs. Obama gave the unions far more than he should have, and the bondholders and the stockholders took a terrible haircut. But that's the new reality. I mean, you can't slice that any other way.
Frank, thank you very much for your comments. We really appreciate it. Call the show again. So he thinks it's on the right track that maybe Governor Christie is seeing something in terms of a rebound, pent-up demand for big-ticket goods that will help bolster his figures.
Like I said, Exhibit A for the Obama re-election effort.
Right, 7.5% growth. Meanwhile, an Rutgers Eagleton poll released yesterday seems to bolster Senate President Sweeney's claims that people aren't screaming for an income tax cut. He hears people crying about property taxes. Tell me about that poll.
Well, the Democrats refer to that often, and I guess what it is that they're what people are feeling is, you know, hundreds of dollars, sometimes, you know, as much as $1,000 increase in the property tax has a far greater impact on your bottom line than an income tax that's stretched out over 3 years.
Right. 52% of New Jersey voters like the idea of the across-the-board tax cut, but 76% would prefer to see their property tax cuts, property taxes cut. The poll also shows New Jerseyans surveyed overestimate how much they'd save from an across-the-board cut. Most think they'd save $750, but once the cut is fully phased in by year three, a family earning $100,000 would save only $275, better than a night out at Applebee's, however.
Right.
But what's this?
Two nights.
What's this telling you, that New Jerseyans are not, I don't know, need to replace the battery in their calculators, or Democrats not getting their message across?
I think
about
that what's
this?
Happened what's is that on? Governor Christie is now playing on a national stage in the fact that he goes on Piers Morgan, a national show on CNN. He's on Morning Joe. It's not like Morning Joe or Piers Morgan says, oh, equal time provision. Let's bring in Senate President Steve Sweeney or Assembly Speaker Sheila Oliver. The Democratic side now at this point on the national stage just doesn't get any opportunity if they're provincial and from New Jersey. Jersey. So as far as the nation knows, Governor Christie represents New Jersey entirely. There are no Democrats. It's just Governor Christie, who will use Democrats kind of like a prop. When he wants to seem conciliatory and bipartisan, he'll talk about how he had Democratic reformers as partners. But if they're recalcitrant, then he says that, you know, he's fighting big spending Democrats. I mean, I'm actually quite surprised that, you know, what happened in New Jersey took decades in terms of where it got into its fiscal mess. And it appears that Governor Christie believes he could fix decades of fiscal mismanagement in 2 years. Maybe he did.
We'll take another call. Joyce from Metuchen, you're on WNYC. Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning. I'm calling in response to your car dealer who's talking about the anticipated rise in new car sales. We're going to buy a new car this year. Our car is 5 years old, but I'd like to know what kind of roads we're going to ride on. I think that Governor Christie ought to take Mrs. Christie out for a ride on Sunday afternoon and see how deplorable the road situation is in New Jersey.
Joyce, thanks for your call. Did Governor Christie address that ongoing issue of funding?
He does actually ask for $89 million in transportation. He's trying to do a pay-as-you-go model. The problem is that we are really, you know, historically, we're really seeing a seismic shift here. You know, back to even Nixon, a Republican, there's a tradition of revenue sharing with local governments and state governments for big ticket items like roads and water plants and sewage plants. You could count on the federal government. We're seeing a major shift away from that now for further notice. And so that's part of this deferred maintenance that's happened in New Jersey. And it's particularly felt in Northeast states where there's been this transfer where we pay so much more into the federal government and get so little back. Our rate of return lag, we're always like Connecticut, and we don't see dough with Connecticut. It's 49th or 50th in terms of rate of return for the money we send down to Washington.
I want to hit briefly on this and then pivot back for one more hit on Governor Christie and the budget, because I know we wanted to talk about the effect of President Obama's proposed budget on local governments here. Tell me about that. After proposing stimulus money for shovel-ready projects, the Obama administration is cutting infrastructure spending by $359 million.
Right.
Is that what you
and
found
it's
in
also,
your reporting?
It's also, I mean, to be fair, President Obama had to reach a deal with the House Republicans on the debt limit. That was last year's story. But yet it's very much tomorrow's story in that it sets in motion $1 trillion cuts in the next 10 years in discretionary spending. That's domestic discretionary spending. That's, the Army Corps of Engineers, the EPA, education, community service block grants. And one of the hard things about federal money to local governments is, give you an example. You have an elderly parent that likes to go to play bridge or mahjong or whatever they like to do with their day. They need to get a bus because the way your family's life works, you got to take the kids to school. So grandma stands on the curb, gets picked up by a lovely young man in a bus. That bus will say, brought to you by County so-and-so. That's often a community service block grant or some kind of block grant paid for by federal money. Now, granny doesn't know that it's a federal dollar paying for it, and the kid driving the bus doesn't. But those are the kinds of things local governments count on, and that's where you see the federal government stepping away.
Yesterday, prior to the budget address, the Christie administration posted a YouTube video titled Governor Christie Fighting the Fights Worth Fighting. I know you know about it because you forwarded an email to me about it. We have an edited version. The full clip was a minute 23 seconds, but I want you to get the flavor of it. So I'll set the scene. He opens the clip with images of New Jersey from the highway. He talks about how the mood in the state was sour and desperate and people were leaving when he first came into office in 2010. And then he says, if we give people economic relief, hint, tax cut, improve the criminal justice system and the schools, then the state is moving forward to a place people can believe in. And then he makes this pivot and sets this tone.
Sometimes you may look at me and think I'm spoiling for a fight. Not all the time. But I tell you this, I'm going to fight for the things that are worth fighting for.
Ladies and gentlemen, Governor Chris Christie.
So while these booms are sounding at the end of this
21-gun salute, I guess,
was white words on a black background that gave the date and read Governor Christie's budget address. It was like a movie trailer, or was it a campaign ad? Bob, does this fuel Democrats' argument that the budget that he's proposing today is really more about Iowa 4 years from now than it is about the current?
I think in his heart, the governor thinks it's for both. I think at this point he believes that he's trying to change the brand of New Jersey from Tony Soprano to Governor Christie. And I think he feels that the degree to which he gets credibility nationally, that translates into businesses having confidence and coming back and staying in New Jersey. Democrats have their point. Wait a minute, this is designed to play in Tampa and not in Trenton. You know, I mean, the reality is there's some merit to both points.
What did you make of this video? Has he done this before?
They have gotten increasingly better at this in the sense that they are the YouTube geniuses. When you go to one of these town hall meetings, they have a YouTube division, a couple of people that their entire job is to make sure that Governor Christie's message and the town hall meeting and the best part of it gets up on the internet, really jumping ahead of the media. They're having a direct conversation with the people of the United States.
And reaction from lawmakers in Trenton, did you speak with anybody who saw this?
Yeah, they're kind of frustrated. They feel like they're boxing with this huge heavyweight that is in another dimension practically. I mean, that's the problem because they don't have – now, 2012, I think the Democrats in New Jersey feel duty-bound to fight this issue about the 1% versus 99%. So we're going to see more of a rumble, I think, because it's going to be happening in a national setting with a presidential contest where these issues are going to define it.
One final note, Bob, this again pivoting to President Obama's proposed budget and how it would affect, in this particular instance, New Jersey, a plan to close the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Lab in Sandy Hook.
Yeah,
how many jobs would be affected?
Well, what's more important is that it's been doing important climate change research and tracking the fate of the marine life there. Actually, what's under this, the debt a limit ceiling deal, and what we've seen in general, you see cuts in the Army Corps of Engineers and the EPA. If anything coming out of Irene was a lesson for local people, it's the importance of those agencies, and yet they both see a cut under the proposed budget. I will say that these cuts won't go through, the ones that the robo-cuts, so to speak, will take effect in January of 2013. So there's still opportunity for some kind of change.
WNYC's Bob Henley, Wednesday morning quarterbacking. I still don't know what day of the week it is. I think that holiday threw me off. Of Governor Chris Christie's budget address, a $32 billion spending plan. Leave your comments on our show page, WNYC.org. Click on the Brian Lehrer Show. Thanks so much, Bob, for joining me.
Thanks, Amy.
It's Ash Wednesday. We will be taking your calls about how you are preparing for Lent and if you're Roman Catholic, what you think of your new cardinal. Stay tuned.